Recording 50. You will hear a talk by an art student about an Australian artist called Anna Roberts. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Well, I've chosen an artist called Anna Roberts as the subject of my talk. She was born in Hobart, Tasmania, in 1989, and she's a granddaughter of Edith James, who was a well-known sculptor in her day. Anyway, Anna is rapidly becoming one of Australia's best-known young artists. But unlike many other artists of her generation, she doesn't paint urban scenes. Instead, she's established a reputation for painting pictures of very remote locations, far from towns and roads, and understandably, getting to them can be very challenging for her. She sometimes treks to them on foot, but if that's impossible, she'll travel by plane, provided there's somewhere to land, of course. There's no way you could get to them by car or truck. I think she's had a few narrow escapes over the years, but surprisingly, that hasn't put her off. You see, the subject of all her paintings is nature, and she wants to show just how spectacular it is. For that reason, she has to experience it herself, even if it does involve some danger on occasion, like running out of water or climbing over rocks. She definitely doesn't mind taking risks. Now, I've been to several of her exhibitions, and there's certainly nothing abstract about the landscape paintings she does. One art critic said recently that many of her pictures could be mistaken for photographs because they're so realistic. And if you look at the paintings she does of beaches, I can see why. I saw one recently with the surf beating down on the rocks, and you really feel as if you're right there at the scene. She uses so many different shades of blue and green in the water. Just recently, though, she's done some pictures using different shades of yellow and orange, a new series about the desert. She's tried to give an impression of the lines in the sand and the heat. When you look at them, you can almost feel the sun on your back. People say, though, what makes her work unique is the way she portrays the light rather than the colour she uses. It seems very natural. Other artists aren't always so successful. In addition, her pictures are very large, which is equally unusual, and she mostly uses board for her paintings in preference to canvas, because it's smoother to work on. As for the medium she uses, she now paints exclusively in oil, although she started off experimenting with painting in acrylic and also with watercolour. I think she's found a style of painting which really suits her. And obviously other people think so too, because her paintings are selling well, and not just to private individuals. She's had exhibitions in several major cities, including Sydney and Adelaide. And a lot of her pictures are now bought by companies, because they consider them to be a good investment. I'd buy a few myself if I had any money to spare. But unfortunately, they sell for thousands of dollars now. The other thing about Anna is that her talents don't stop at painting. She's done an impressive number of other things too, including writing some short stories for children and doing the illustrations for them. In addition, a number of her articles on painting have appeared in different magazines. And finally, she's also planning some other commercial ventures, including launching a series of cards and calendars later this year, which I'm sure will be a great success. If you're not familiar with her work, I recommend you look her up online. You'll be able to see some of her best pictures on her website.
Now listen again.